With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Well, we're following up on a story that we told you about yesterday, as swine fever is spreading across China and throughout Asia, and it's crippling their hog industry. Greg Ibach is with the USDA and recently discussed the disease with Congress, telling them that the USDA is closely monitoring for signs of the virus reaching the United States. But he also says we're being proactive in trying to help China with the problem. They just don't seem to want our help very bad.
So as far as working with China, we have offered our APHIS veterinarians. We have international services officers in place in Beijing that do other important work on the import-export endeavors we have there. But we've offered them as technical experts to China. Up to this time, China has not accepted their assistance.
On the other hand, there are some Asian countries that are willing to accept our help.
We have reached out in Vietnam. And some of the testing that research that we're doing in conjunction with Canada with looking at diagnostics for African swine fever, we're hoping to maybe have the opportunity to field test in cooperation with Vietnam to be able to verify that they're accurate or hone our accuracy of those tests.
There is one positive, though, from the swine fever issues that have been hitting China. U.S. pork prices are sky high. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.